www.thebeatsofrock.com.
Me up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Last show of the week being produced from the Free Talk Live studios. We are going to be going on the road as of tomorrow and heading out to Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Looking forward to that very much. Kind of the festivities started today. Julia, my girlfriend, and I, we went with a group of free staters on the on a trek up Mount Monadnock, the most climbed mountain in America, as I understand it. And it was very nice. So we went out with Lauren Canario, super activist, her husband, and one of the other activists from the area. So,
you know, when you when you go on little hikes like that and that kind of thing, there's always a free stater that wants to come along if you just get involved in the forums and just say something ahead of time.
Yeah, that's what she did. She just announced it. And there's just so many great people around here, and they're just wonderful. And that's what's going to be happening at Fort Fest is a bunch of liberty-loving activists are going to be hanging out, socializing, having a good time together. And, of course, we'll tell you more about that as the week goes on. But to start things out tonight, apparently some... Oh, this is old news. One of my people just sent me a link to some really old news. But anyway, we'll share it with you just because it's interesting. And if I sound a little out of it, it's because I am. Yeah, I went up a mountain today. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by a man who was barred from the New London Police Force because he scored too high on an intelligence test. In a ruling made public on Tuesday, and this is almost 10 years ago, the judge in the district court in New Haven agreed the plaintiff, Robert Jordan, was denied an opportunity to interview for a police job because of his high test scores. But he said that didn't mean Mr. Jordan was a victim of discrimination. Judge Dorsey ruled that Mr. Jordan was not denied equal protection because the city of New London applied the same standard to everyone. Anyone who scored too high was rejected. Mr. Jordan, who has a bachelor's degree in literature and is an officer with the Department of Corrections, said he was considering an appeal. Said, I was eliminated on the basis of my intellectual makeup. It's the same as discrimination on the basis of gender or religion or race. So, there you go. I mean, we'd always known they'd done this sort of thing. That there are, and I don't think it's every police department, but some departments around the country have strict specifications that if you score too high on an intelligence quotient test, you will not be allowed to move any further in the process. You have no chance at getting that job.
I don't understand exactly why this is. We read an article, it's been years now, but it sticks in my mind, that it was about the Army allowing people that were dumber than they had previously allowed in, or more people that were dumb, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the article, they said that basically that... you know, smart people make better soldiers. Smart people make better decisions no matter what. People with high IQs do better every time.
Yeah, pretty much all across the board. I mean, they can aim better and they take orders better and whatever.
Sure. They initiate thought and they make good decisions and all that stuff. Why wouldn't a police department want somebody who's going to make good decisions, aim better, put thought into their actions? Why wouldn't they want somebody like that?
I think this is total speculation, but I believe it's because they want someone who's malleable. I think they want somebody who they can order around and have them have very little chance of thinking, hey, wait a minute, I really shouldn't be doing this. Oh, wait, we're throwing someone out of their home because they didn't pay property taxes? No, that doesn't seem right. We're arresting people because they've smoked marijuana? I don't really agree with that. They don't want someone thinking about the orders that they're given. They just want them blindly following them. And I guess they presume that dumber people are more likely to blindly follow orders.
You know, in Star Wars, you know, when you talked about the stormtroopers and they were cloning the stormtroopers, they cloned them to be sort of emotionally malleable. And I didn't get the impression that they cloned them to be very particularly intelligent either. And it harkens back to that. I think there's so much about America today that you can look at what happened to the Republic in Star Wars and see how it turned into the Empire.
That's right.
And I really think our Republic is turning into an Empire.
It's already there. The military is in over 130 countries around the world. I mean, how many countries do you have to occupy before you gain the moniker of Empire?
Well, you know, I think that one of the particularly different things about an empire versus what we have going is we don't really enslave the populace to ourselves. We may keep them, you know, in line. The very presence of our military may keep them from rising up against their leaders, whom we, in most cases, just back.
Or install.
Right.
And then we force them to use our money in some way or another, whether it's to buy oil.
I'd like to point out, I don't force them to do anything.
Understood. Yeah. Whereas in an empire, you take money out of the other countries and you bring it to your country. You enrich yourself, you know, your country with those people. Whereas in
an occupier, then
hegemony is the term that's been used,
okay.
And it's probably the right one. I've never heard, you know, hegemon, homogeny. I don't know what this word means. I just heard it before, and essentially, we pay, the American citizens pay through taxes to keep the world's seaways clear, to keep peace around the globe. And to me, that's just wrong. It's bad enough that I'm forced to pay for peacekeeping in my own community or in my own nation, but let alone other nations, that's wrong.
According to the dictionary, hegemony is a noun, leadership or predominant influence exercised by one nation over others, as in a confederation. So, predominant influence exercised. Also, aggression or expansionism by large nations in an effort to achieve world domination. So, I'd say hegemony is pretty accurate.
It is. It's just not it's not a word that inspires people in any way, because it doesn't mean much to most people. Empire is it's close enough to be accurate, and it certainly has that bad feeling behind it.
Well, you know, Mark, a lot of people have said that we're in an empire because we don't go and pillage other countries and take their money. But what we do is we extract wealth and productivity in other ways. And it's a new way of extracting energy or labor value from other countries.
Well, I don't know. I really can't think of any way that we're doing that. In the case of, say, the oil companies, we are providing, the American people are paying for the security forces that are, you know, making it so that the oil companies can, you know, drill safely in Iraq or in around the Middle East. Whereas, you know, that doesn't make much, you know, they should be providing their own security forces. But that's not really extracting wealth from the individual countries. I mean, they're obviously pumping oil out of the ground, but they're probably paying some bureaucrat somewhere.
Sure, but Ron Paul had written an article about a year ago about the dollar hegemony.
Okay.
And the dollar is really the basis by which the empire currently extracts wealth from other countries, because they have to change their money into dollars in order to buy things on the international market.
Oh, that's an interesting viewpoint.
Well, explain to me how that extracts the wealth. Because
they print more.
Because there's a higher demand for dollars?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because if the countries they go into at that point have to shift over to using the dollar, then
driving up the demand for dollars.
Well, and also then in that case, when they print more dollars, the printing press, as they do, that is inflation, and so therefore inflation then not only hits all of us in America, but it also hits everybody else that's using the dollar around the world. So essentially they get to steal the wealth from those people just as they've stolen our wealth from us.
Exactly.
Interesting viewpoint. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I've got a comment, and then I got a question about something else here. Okay, Joe Kenney filed for Republican candidate for governor of New Hampshire. So if he wins the Republican nomination, he gets to run against John Lynch, or whoever wins. If John Lynch gets ousted in the primary, of course, the Democratic primary. But
okay.
John Lynch.
Why do our listeners in other states care about the New Hampshire governor's race?
Well, I tell you, this is what you do. I was driving around in Nashua, and I saw him, some of his campaign signs at what turns out to be a rally. So I stopped, and I got out and went over there and posed the question that people need to ask when they happen to see a campaign rally for policy-making situations like governor or state representative, assemblyman, senator. And I posed the question, do you want to call off the war on drugs now, or do you still want to wait until more cops get themselves killed in action first?
Did you get an answer to the question?
Yeah.
I want to find out what it was. Hang on, Tom. We'll bring him back for that. 800-259-9231. It's a great question.
It's framed exactly right, too.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include the bulletin board system, We've got over 350,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Tom, in New Hampshire, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said that you apparently had confronted a candidate for office up here in New Hampshire, one of the gubernatorial candidates, and you asked a pretty poignant question about the war on drugs. Can you re-ask that question and then let us know how the candidate responded?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to point out to the listeners what you did was you gave them something to look forward to for the break to keep them tuned in, and that's clever because it gives the sponsors their money's worth.
We call it a tease.
Now, what the question was, do you want to call off the war on drugs now, or do you still want to wait until more cops get themselves killed in action first? And he said that he was a supporter of the war on drugs. And he is against legalizing drugs as a matter of policy-making decisions. So I pointed out that, of course, when cops make these bad choices and, suffer these consequences of these bad choices, their blood will not only be on your hands because you sent them into battle, but also on the hands of the people who voted for you because they're not pulling the trigger, but they're pulling the lever, and it's an inevitable consequence of their wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, the question that I had ready for you, it's about, have you heard anything further about license checking when people go to Porkfest and they have vendor tables? Are they going to need to have some kind of local hawkers and peddlers license or an itinerant vendor permit?
It's a good question. We actually talked extensively about this last night, and Tom, thank you for the call tonight. I'll get you an answer here. According to Rich Goldman from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he's the organizer of the event. The bureaucrats in Guilford, New Hampshire, had approached them and demanded cash because there's vending going on. We can't have people selling things like T-shirts without having to beg the government for permission first. So they
It's the money too.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. It's sort of a double-sided coin. One side is obedience, the other side is cash.
And Mr. Goldman pointed out, rightly so, I think, that the bureaucrats in Guilford, you can have surly bureaucrats or you can have nice ones. And I'll tell you, nice ones make the process of being robbed at gunpoint much better.
Yeah, that's true. But they were still stolen from. These government gangsters came in and they demanded cash. And basically, sure, they could have shut the thing down, they could have brought in the cops, they could have cracked down, they could have torn up people's tents, and I would think it'd be very interesting if they'd actually gone ahead and done that, because now at this point, because there are hundreds of activists around, Porcupine Freedom Festival is where hundreds of liberty-oriented activists show up to the same place, and they hang out, they enjoy one another's company, and there's a little bit of, panel discussions and things like that go on, too. But with hundreds of activists around, wouldn't that be an ideal opportunity to just say no to the state and then mobilize those activists? Of course, that's how I see it, because that's my kind. That's my kind of activism. But
right.
Most of the people at Porkfest are probably of the more political stripes.
Well, it's not a vote, though. The Porkfest is putting on the event. The fact is, the Free State Project is not a civil disobedience organization.
Sure,
it is.
Sure. It's an
organization to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. So what is the goal of their what is their goal? Their goal is to get people to move. The only way they're going to get them to move is if they have a good festival and they can, talk to people and that kind of thing. The way that they can have a good festival is by paying these bureaucrats their money.
Well, I have to disagree on that point, because I think it would be a fine festival if they didn't pay the bureaucrats money. Last year, they didn't pay the bureaucrats money, and the festival was just great. This year, the
bureaucrats didn't demand money last year.
That's right. This year, the bureaucrats got wind of it. They came over, they demanded some cash, and they got it. And it's going to set a precedent where, the week's not over yet. This happened on the first day of the festival, and for all I know, more went down today. We haven't heard anything yet from the folks out at Porkfest today. But now that they've paid once, those bureaucrats know they'll pay again. They could show up and say, we determined that you're going to owe something else for, whatever it is. You've sent up another extra two tents since we were last here, and therefore we're going to have to bill you for that. Or they might, come and make some more absurd demands, like that every single vendor might have to fill out some paperwork. with them, who knows what else it will be.
They might very well, but you know, I mean, at this point you have paid, and it seems like there's a it seems like, well, that look, I paid for it. They didn't say anything about it paying extra. It seems like, you know, they've got a pretty good stance there.
Well, I think that the Burning Porcupine Festival that's going to be going on over the summer is probably going to, if they are raided by
sure.
the government.
Burning Porcupine will tell them to go pound salt, because
yes.
there's no way they're going to go for that.
Because
but Burning
organized.
Porcupine is not Porkfest.
Right. Burning Porcupine is organized by independent folks who are not necessarily affiliated with the Free State Project.
In a town that I don't think even has rules like, you know, itinerant vendor licenses and things mm-hmm. like that. I mean, there's just not a lot of people going to Grafton to set up a festival.
Well, anyway, we are expecting to see some incidents of civil disobedience out at Porkfest at some point this week. So certainly those who are interested in the market-based activism hopefully will be satiated to some extent by what's going to happen. There are some neat things that I think are being planned as we speak. 800-259-9231, and of course...
And I would have, by the way, come to Mr. Goldman's defense had I been on the air last night, but I had a slip of the tongue and I was suspended. I suspended myself from the show, just as we would suspend a caller. You know, a caller would have to go after they had a slip of the tongue, and, you know... That's the way that had to be.
Hey, speaking of the system and working within it or not, Mark, you had an incident today where you actually went to file a lawsuit. What's the lawsuit about? What happened today? And how did Sam from Texas, being along with his camera, change the way it all played out?
Well, Sam's staying at my house. You know, he'd said somewhere, sometime, I don't know when or where, I can't really tell you, that he needed, you know, wanted some place to stay or was coming to Keene or something like that, and I told him he could stay at my house. I had a couch and a shower for him, not much else. I've just moved in and things are a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent a bit of yesterday, almost all evening last night, hours last night, then the morning today, and by morning I mean got up at 9 a.m., finished at maybe 1 or 2, just writing this this essay that they need in order to get a lawsuit, you know, to file a lawsuit. It's very difficult for an individual, and I really feel for the American people how they've had their judicial system stolen away from them by the lawyers. The fact is, you know, when I called the first time, the law clerk said, look, you need a lawyer. In a matter-of-fact tone, not like a suggestion,
yeah.
but like, you need a lawyer. So,
but that's not true.
You don't. I mean, anybody can file, and I understand why people feel like they need lawyers. It's darn difficult. We researched all the laws. We went through the rules of the court and all these things, and it was arduous.
Who are you suing, and why?
I'm suing the town in which I live.
I want to find out why and a little bit more about it here in moments. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and then we'll take a trip over, virtually at least, to the UK and find out what's going on with the police over there. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is going on right now through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet your internet and FTL buddies, make new ones, see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Porkfest.com.
1-800-259-9231. Talking about, Mark, you are filing a lawsuit against the town that you live in. What brought all this about?
Well,
and what's the suit about?
You know, obviously, there's they have taxes in this town that the people of the town have voted on and whatever. They've got to buy fire engines and clear the roads and educate the kids. God knows we couldn't do it in any other fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't send me my tax bill. I just recently bought the property, and I guess they sent it to the old owner or something like that. What they did send me after, you know, a bit of time was a threat to place a lien on my property. Notice of lien or something like that. I don't know exactly. So they sent me this threat and charged me fees for being late for a bill I never got.
Uh-huh.
So the first interaction I had with these people regarding the taxes was a threat of a lien.
Nice.
And, you know, I thought that this would be a good end to sort of ask some questions about the whole taxation process. You know, what is this town? Who are these people? It's a corporation. Who are the shareholders? Those kind of things.
A lot of people, I think pretty much almost everyone in America, takes these things for granted.
They feel like they have to.
Well, I understand that, but no one really has ever thought to ask these questions before the last few years.
I'm not
basically.
Sure I'm going to get the chance to ask these questions, Ian. Just to be clear.
You mean in court?
In court.
Yeah.
I can ask these questions to you, and I know what your answers are going to be.
They're interesting questions. What is a town? What is a city? A city or a town seems to me to be an incorporation. It's a corporation, which means it was formed by presumably certain individuals. And how is it that you can claim I am in your city if what the city is a corporation? It's not a plot of land.
Right.
It's a corporation. But, so how did I get into that? I didn't buy a share.
If it is a plot of land, then when did they buy the plot of land? How much did they pay for the plot of land? There's a lot of questions here. If they own the plot of land, does that mean I don't own my property? I thought I owned my property.
Question.
I certainly didn't sign any pieces of paper saying I would pay taxes to these people. I just don't know where they're coming from.
Right. So you're interested in finding out where the obligation came from to pay these taxes. They send you this bill. They say you owe this for presumably providing you with some sort of services, which are probably not mentioned exactly what it is they're providing you with on that bill.
I didn't get a bill. I didn't get the bill.
Right.
I got the notice of lien, of course, would not outline what the services were.
If they'd sent you the bill, I've got mine right here from the city of Keene, and it doesn't say anything about what I'm getting for my money. So if this is a bill and you're invoicing me for services rendered, then when did I consent to your services?
Right. The fact is, just because there's a fire department there that I could use or a school there that I could use, look, Walmart has a ladder there that I could use as long as I pay them for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I pay you for a school or a fire department that I haven't asked for and I don't want?
It was for the children. It's for the good of society, Mark.
I would probably.
Are you willing to pitch in?
No, I'm not. If it's such a great idea, why do you have to threaten to take my house away in order to fund it?
I'm all for the children and education. It's just that I don't think that government is as effective as individuals deciding for themselves.
What are we teaching our
kids?
We're teaching our kids that it's okay to rob people, to threaten to take their houses away.
They are teaching kids.
Citizens,
I wouldn't teach my kids those things.
I wouldn't either.
They are teaching obedience to the state. They're teaching that the state is wonderful, that the state is great, and it should be obeyed and worshipped. And I am not interested in having my hard-earned money go to support that kind of indoctrination. So it's one of the reasons why I am not going to be paying that particular portion of my property taxes. I still need to write up the letter that I'm going to send. I'm not going to be filing a lawsuit. I'll be sending a letter back with a check for about 40% of what it is they're looking for. They want $2,600. I did the calculations, and I discovered that, because I got the actual millage, you can find out what percentage of your property taxes here in New Hampshire is going to education, but you can't figure anything else out unless you really dig through a budget. And so I figured out the education portion, and from what I understand, $1,400 of the $2,600 is going to education. And so I'm just not going to pay that part.
I'm surprised it's so little, honestly.
So little? That's more than 50%.
It is more than 50%, but I expected it to be just slightly higher than that.
So I'm going to cut him a check for about $1,250. And I'm going to say, look, you know what? I'm not really sure who you people are. You've sent these bills before, and I've paid them in the past, but that's certainly not, consent to anything necessarily. I thought I had, ordered some services, and that's what I was paying for. But at this point, I want to know exactly who you are and what it is that I am paying for and how it is I became obligated to pay for these things. Please explain all that to me. And if you're willing to, next time you send one of these bills along, if you're willing to put it in an itemized form where I can see exactly what services you're offering me and what they're costing, then I'll pay for some of those services at that point. But if you don't do that, I'm not going to pay you anything.
Right. And you've got to vasectomy. You're not going to send kids to their school. Why in the world should you pay for the school?
In my case, it's
slightly different and in some ways slightly better than your situation in that, it's a town in New Hampshire, which means that it's a Democratic vote on every law that's passed. You have the opportunity to go to the town meeting. You can choose to or not. And the people that are there...
Most people don't.
It's about 600 out of 2,000 is my understanding. So you have the opportunity to go, and if you're there, you can vote on these issues, and, you know, whatever the majority is, that's what passes it. So we have democracy rules, real live democracy going on in my town, as opposed to, you know, representative democracy, which is, well, it's uglier, the fact is. I mean,
okay.
Democracy is a slightly better on the scale of tyrannical governments. And also, I've never paid my taxes, so... I don't have that, there's no precedent of me bowing down, so I'm really kind of interested in how that's going to go.
Yeah, I'm absolutely interested as well, and I'm sure
I suspect I'm going to have a jam down my throat.
They're going to jam what down your throat?
Well, they're just going to tell me, stick it.
We're not taking your suit.
I do have a legal standing, however, because they didn't send me the bill. There is a law in New Hampshire that says they have to place it in my hand, they have to send it registered mail, they have to put it in my place of abode, and they did none of those three. And if they don't do that, then there's a fine for the tax collector, and I will be collecting that $5. The $5 I will collect from the tax collector. If I do actually get that $5, I will then donate $50 in that person's name to St. Jude's Hospital or something like that.
Where do they claim the bill was sent?
They don't speak to me. They told me to give them money or they'll put a lien on my house. That is the only thing that I've been told.
Oh, boy. Not good.
Back to the education
point. Now, I could call them and ask these questions, but, you know, why should I?
Back to the education point. I'm taking, as I said, I'm going to be cutting $1,400 off my $2,600 property tax bill, and I'm not pocketing all that money. To show that I am serious about supporting education, even as someone who doesn't have kids, I'm going to take half of that money and credit my renters $100 off their rent every single month. And I'm going to tell them that it's intended that $100 a month go towards educating their little girl that they have. And on top of that, that's still going to leave me with a few hundred extra dollars in my pocket. I'm going to take that, well, because it's a duplex.
But why shouldn't you get the few others?
Why shouldn't I?
Yes.
I see. I am getting it. And I'm going to take some of it, though, just as another show of good faith. I'm going to donate like $500 to the Liberty Scholarship Fund, which is a privately run scholarship here in New Hampshire that helps people send their kids to private school and helps them homeschool their kids. So I'm going to use that money to help get kids out of the government school system because I care. More coming up. You take control. This is your show. And by the way, I'm not the only one in this area who's not paying property taxes. I discovered that earlier today. There's another person. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier, just go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one, but a powerful one. You send in $3 a month, we take the money in, reinvest it into the show, and get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, as well as bring more internet listeners on board, and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. You get perks, too. You get access to the AMP-only toll-free call-in lines, the AMP-only chat room and forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com.
We're spreading the word to Tobago and Trinidad now.
That's right. Internationally syndicated. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So, real quick, I don't think I can mention who, because I didn't ask if this was public information. But I discovered that I am not the only person in the Cheshire County area here in New Hampshire that is not going to be paying property taxes. Actually, I'm going to try to pay like 50% of my property taxes as a symbolic thing, but eventually it's going to progress towards...
Protesting property taxes.
Protesting. I'm not the only protester. In fact, I was informed that there's another person living in the area who, I guess, received some sort of a late notice recently on their property taxes, and they threw it on the fire. They threw it on their fire. So you know, maybe this will really turn into a real property tax revolt. Maybe those of us who are kicking this off will really lead the way and others will see what's happening because we are going to publicize this. They will see what's happening and they will find the courage that they've always wished they had and join in and also not pay theirs. We'll see what happens.
I hope it goes well.
Yep. 800-259-9231. Of course, Mark, you'll keep us informed about your lawsuit and how that's progressing, and I will certainly keep you informed on what I'm planning on doing. 800-259-9231. We go to the UK, where, according to the Telegraph, rude police are punishing the middle class now in order to hit quotas. Officers are having to put home office targets before serving the public and are becoming increasingly alienated from ordinary people as a result. Members of the public find officers to be rude and accuse them of neglecting their duties and failing to respond to reports of crime. The report by the think tank Civitas says police
said political interference meant incidents that might previously have been regarded as innocuous are now being treated as crimes. Police performance is measured in sanction detections, which means officers have detected or cleared a case by charging someone, issuing a penalty notice, or giving a caution. Many officers are expected to complete a certain number each month.
You mean like a quota?
It is a quota, yes.
That's all you can call that. Expected to do a certain amount each month.
So apparently their quotas have resulted in them no longer just targeting the lower ends of society. They're now moving up their sights on the middle class. And
you employ all those officers, you're going to have to see results from them. Otherwise, they're not going to do, you know, they're like a lot of civil servants, they're going to sit around on their duffs. And, you know, so I can understand why they give them quotas, but...
Maybe there's too many of them.
But this story, that's for sure. But this story is perfect evidence that those who are out there that consider themselves the respectables, those who are out there that, well, I don't do drugs and I'm not a terrorist, so I don't care what the government's doing to those people. It's just more evidence that eventually the government goons are going to find something that you do that they've determined is illegal, and they're going to target you. That's what this story's about.
Now, this is about home offices?
Well, the home office is what they call their government over there. And here's a little bit more about the story. So you've got the quotas, and apparently arresting or finding a normally law-abiding person for a trivial offense is a good way of achieving the target and therefore pleasing the home office. The police seem intent on criminalizing those whose offenses, if they can be regarded as offenses at all, are trivial, the report said. They are accused of concentrating on easy-to-deal-with offending like speeding, while the real criminals seem to be getting away with it. One case was highlighted in which a 19-year-old foreign student was arrested, detained for 5 hours, and cautioned for holding open the door of a lift in a London Underground station.
An elevator. Holding an elevator door.
Sounds like KGB to me.
The report said, in a city where knife crime is exploding and the public are crying out for more police on the streets, three officers are tied up for half the night arresting a young man for holding a lift door open with his foot. Harriet Sargent, the journalist who wrote the report, said the target culture meant police were less likely to concentrate on complex crimes. I mean, after all, they don't have a real incentive to go after the real criminals. Think about it.
And a complex crime, like they said, would take longer to investigate and take more time. And you've got a quota
effort
to fill. If you want to if you want to get your quota filled and have a little time to loaf off, or if you're getting to the end here, you just got to sweep up some low-hanging fruit, as it were.
So that's exactly what they're doing. And it's because they don't have the incentives to go after the real bad apples. I mean, there's no reward in it for them. Sure, they might get a medal individually down the line if they really put the stop to some dangerous criminal, maybe. But there's no real incentive in that if they clean up the streets, if they clean up the streets of all the arsonists and rapists and murderers out there, their pay does not increase.
Right. So they're incentivized to go after the low-hanging fruit. However, I think most of these guys really would like to get the big bad guys. But when you incentivize them to go after the low-hanging fruit, the easy people, the middle-class people that are doing just minor offenses, like holding open an elevator door with your foot, well, that's what's going to happen, because that's where the incentives lie.
Well, they're less likely to get hurt arresting those people, too.
That's another factor. So they have an incentive to self-protect.
Right.
And to insulate themselves from danger. And if they can spend all their time going after speeders, then there's really no problem. They're not going to risk anything significant.
And speeders increase revenue.
And the dangerous people still roam the streets.
Yeah. So according to the report, it also meant officers exercise less discretion when dealing with a member of the public. Performance-related pay bonuses between £10,000 and £15,000 a year for commanders who manage frontline officers partly depend on reaching targets for sanctioned detections. The report said in order to meet targets, police are now classifying incidents as crimes that would previously have been dealt with informally, classified differently, or ignored. So remember, the longer government exists, the more it expands its purview over your life, whether it be business regulations or, you know, micromanaging laws that determine how you behave in every particular incident.
And I suspect this is why Thomas Jefferson said that there needs to be a revolution every generation.
Yeah, that's probably
you know, I don't want to see a bloody revolution. I don't know that a revolution necessarily has to be bloody, but I can kind of see where he was coming from on that one. our government and their government have been without being shook up on the home front for too long.
One officer who was interviewed for the study said he warned his own teenage son to take extra care at the end of the month when police are looking to fill their detection quota.
Yeah, just like the car dealers.
Another said, "We're bringing more and more people to justice, but they are the wrong people."
That's justice? It's justice to lock a guy up for, detain a guy for 5 hours for holding open an elevator door?
No, of course not.
This is no victim.
You have to have a victim to have justice.
This is a bastardization of justice. You can't use the terminology justice, and they do.
Yeah, this isn't justice. You just substitute the word oppression. We bring oppression to the citizens.
That's exactly right. And another cop said, "We're bringing more and more people." Oh, same thing. Complaints against the police have risen, and much of the increase comes from law-abiding, middle-class, middle-aged, and retired people.
And people that aren't law enforcement officers and likely not the family of law enforcement officers.
And retired people who no longer feel the police are on their side, the report said. It called for an end to targets and proposed a local tax to pay for policing with commanders selected through local government. So they just want to rearrange the deck. Shadow Home Secretary said this is a desperate but not surprising indictment of labor's red tape, target-driven culture, which has distorted police priorities and undermined the relationship between the police and the public. But the police have been doing that for years. It's been a constant process of undermining their relationship. When you grow up in this country, in America, they tell you that the policeman is your friend. That you can trust the police.
I remember Officer Ollie, the little puppet, came to our school and talked to us about being safe.
Yep. So if you've got a problem, you've got something you need to talk to someone about, you can talk to the policeman. Then as you grow up and you enter the real world, but even before you enter the real world, as you're a teenager and you're hanging out with your friends, maybe going to a party on the weekend where there's some underage drinking going on, the cops show up, they raid the party, people get arrested, people get hurt. And you start to hear stories about your friends getting pulled over and harassed by the police for no reason, because beyond the fact that they're young and driving. You start to hear stories about the police targeting people because of the color of their skin or their gender, and they're coming from your friends. So the stories have credibility. And then you just get older and you see more and more and more of it. And now if you're in the middle class, as these people are, they've been relatively untouched by the police. But now the police are coming into their lives and giving orders and making demands. And so all the police do is alienate people.
Don't you also see this as evidence that the police forces are in this country and Britain are being more centrally planned and they're farther from the citizen now?
Exactly right. They continue to those paths continue to diverge, and eventually people are going to get fed up with it. And I'm like you, Mark. I hope it doesn't come to violence. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
World Product.